The highest possible development. I do not wish anyone to receive from the words I have written the impression that the standard of education in our schools is to be in any way lowered. Every student should remember that the Lord requires him to make of himself all that is possible, that he may wisely teach others also. Our students should tax the mental powers, every faculty should reach the highest possible development. Many students come to college with intellectual habits that are a hindrance to them. One of the most difficult to manage is the habit of performing mental work as a matter of routine, instead of bringing to bear upon each study thoughtful, determined effort to master difficulties and to grasp the principles at the foundation of the subject under consideration. Indolence, apathy, irregularity, are to be dreaded, and the binding of oneself to routine is just as much to be dreaded. Through the grace of Christ, it is in the power of students to change this habit of routine, and it is for their best interests and future usefulness rightly to direct the mental faculties, training them to do service under the guidance of the wisest of all teachers, whose power they may claim by faith. This will give them success in their intellectual efforts, in accordance with God's promise. A thorough education, which will fit young men and women for service, is to be given in our schools. In order to secure such an education, the wisdom that comes from God must be made first and most important. All who engage in the acquisition of knowledge should strive to reach the highest round of the ladder. Let students advance as fast and as far as they can, let the field of their study be as broad as their powers can compass, but let them make God their wisdom, clinging to Him who is infinite in knowledge, who can reveal secrets hidden for ages, and who can solve the most difficult problems for minds that believe in Him. We commend to every student the Book of Books as the grandest study for human intelligence, the book that contains the knowledge essential for this life and for the life to come. But I do not encourage a letting down of the educational standard in the study of the sciences. The light that has been given on this subject is clear and should in no case be disregarded.